the line
Very
number
good.
And so forth,
yes.
And then you'll be able to put them on the air.
Fine.
Good. Okay.
I'm standing by.
Our last information on the possibility of tornado damage is in the vicinity of Carver County. Now, Norwood, Minnesota, was apparently in the path of a funnel about 10 minutes ago. The funnel was sighted at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time in the vicinity of Hamburg and Green Isle, Minnesota, moving towards Norwood, Minnesota. Delano, Minnesota police report a tornado touching down at Glencoe, and now one sighted just east of Lester Prairie, Minnesota.
Dick?
Yes, go ahead, Charlie.
I have a call here. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Is he on?
We didn't get that call, Charlie. We'll pick it up shortly. Now, Bob Tibbetts, you have some more here? What is this? Waconia, Minnesota.
Waconia, Minnesota. Uh-huh. We just had a call from the public at Waconia, Minnesota, and said a tornado funnel was sighted in that area heading in the direction of the Twin Cities. Also, a public report from Shakopee saying a tornado funnel was sighted southwest of Shakopee heading in the direction of the Twin Cities.
Very good. Now, we have to take some of these reports with a grain of salt because it's easy to misidentify a tornado funnel, but it's also...
Dick?
Yes, go ahead.
I have
Charlie.
A call on 52, a gentleman at Excelsior who is 2 miles east of Excelsior. He's describing the scene for me. Is this Highway 7 along? There's a park area, and there are several cars that are very badly damaged. Trees are down. And what else, sir? Cars overturned? And do you see any damage of buildings, houses? One house, the roof is completely taken off. And this is Highway 7 at Excelsior. Very good. Many houses between Excelsior and the Christmas Lake area are, the lights are out and they're damaged. Right. It's raining hard right now in that area of Excelsior and Christmas Lake, and of course we want to advise people not to go near that area at all. And okay, thank you for calling, sir. Okay, very good. There's a call from Christmas Lake, Excelsior area that, from that report, the damage could be very, very bad. Go ahead, Dick.
Very good, Charlie. Just repeating that the Delano, Minnesota police report sighting a tornado funnel touching down at Glencoe, and another sighted just east of Lester Prairie. The tornado near Lester Prairie is the same one which touched down at Glencoe, and it's moving north-northeastward. Now, I'll tell you the truth. I'm not sure how many funnels we're talking about now. We were speaking earlier and had definite confirmation of a funnel west of the Twin Cities moving towards the northwest suburbs, but we have reason to believe that that one has returned to the sky and dissipated. We know of a definite second funnel in the vicinity of Green Isle, Minnesota, which also was moving towards Norwood and various areas in Carver County. And now this funnel that is in the vicinity of Glencoe, which could be a third funnel. Chuck?
The Hennepin County Civil Defense Headquarters has called for all civil defense volunteer rescue squads to report to their headquarters immediately.
All right, repeat that.
Repeat that. The Hennepin County Civil Defense Unit has called for all civil defense volunteer rescue squads to report immediately to their headquarters.
Very good. We'll try to keep as up-to-date as possible on these possible sightings of tornado funnels throughout the immediate Twin City area and apparently immediately west-southwest of the Twin Cities.
We had some reports of heavy hail and severe winds in Coon Rapids, Dick. Trees have gone down across 43rd and Main.
That's
there.
In North Minneapolis?
Yeah. Yeah,
I have a report here, Dick, from the Lake Minnetonka area. Go ahead.
I just was out by Cottagewood, and the whole area of Cottagewood is completely leveled to the ground, and the boat works out there is just turned over. There's all the boats are all smashed, and there's just shreds. Everybody's house out there is leveled, and the power lines on the ground.
So it's extremely hazardous in that area. That's Cottagewood. Where are you reporting from right now?
I'm at home now.
Where is your home?
In Deep Haven, right by 101 on Minnetonka Boulevard.
You had quite a bit of hail there in Deep Haven, too.
Yes, just quite a bit. Yeah, the tornado went right probably a mile away from the house or so, or even closer than that.
Right. Well, thank you for that report.
Yes, sir.
There you have a report from Cottagewood and Deep Haven, Dick.
Very good. Thank you. Our last information now on a funnel is coming from police and public people in the Glencoe, Lester Prairie area. Now, it's difficult to electronically stay ahead of some of these funnels. By that I mean electronically move the information to the proper media to dispatch to the public. We're doing our best using both our telephone lines and direct contact with public people who can see the actual storm damage, and also official information from the Weather Bureau utilizing radar, from the police utilizing their own information, and that's why we're passing it along and labeling each as to where it comes from. Go ahead, Charlie.
Dick, I have Johnny Walker on the line right now. Go ahead, John.
Hello, Charlie, and listeners to CCO Radio. I'm out here in Wayzata now on Highway 12, just where the County Road 15 drops over to go down to the lakeshore. On the way out here, I've been witnessing a scene of mobilization, fast operation on the part of the Civil Defense and the Hennepin County Sheriff's Officers in getting ready to take what action is necessary in the tornado situation which we're facing right now. On the way out, I was led in escort by the Hennepin County ambulances as they moved to their prearranged positions to be of service when needed. It's raining rather heavily now here in Wayzata on Highway 12. There are visible evidences of wind damage. However, we have not seen anything too serious at this time. However, things such as traffic light heads twisted completely around and trees that are definitely broken from the winds. We're going further west into the damaged areas to survey as best we can what damage these twisters have done.
Very good. That report from Johnny Walker at Wayzata.
Thank you, Charlie Boone. Now, let me quickly run through once again the counties that have been advised to be on the lookout for the development of a tornado funnel within the next hour or two. Northern Hennepin County, where some of our wind damage reports are coming in from now. Adjoining Isanti, Anoka, Chisago, Polk, St. Croix, Washington counties, also Carver County, and in Wisconsin, Burnett and Pine counties. All of those counties, all of those areas, should be on the alert for the possible development of a tornado within the next hour or two. Earlier, we had an actual take-cover warning in the metropolitan Twin Cities area when a funnel moved to the very fringes of the Twin Cities through the Minnetonka area and as far north, we know, as Golden Valley and perhaps New Hope and Brooklyn Center.
Dick?
Yes, Charlie?
I have a gentleman in Wayzata or Excelsior, sir?
Excelsior. West of Excelsior.
West of Excelsior. You said you saw another funnel heading that direction?
I see what looks like might be another funnel developing southwest of here, approximately, I'd guess probably a few miles west of where the last one developed. I saw that one actually start.
How far from Excelsior?
Well, I'm located about three-quarters of a mile east of Highway 101 and Highway 7.
Yeah, could you stay on the phone here with us and give us any indication of when that is coming? Can you see it now?
I can see it now. What I see is at the top of a hill, a very wide, much wider appearing thing. It develops into two, actually what looks like two funnels coming separately. Then they merge together.
Are they merging together
right
now?
Right at the moment, they're quite separated.
Are they coming toward Excelsior?
They seem to be heading, I would say, generally north and perhaps a little bit east. They seem to be staying the same distance west of me that they were before.
Could you estimate how far away this is?
I'd give a guess and say, oh, boy.
I know it's hard to guess.
I'd say that it quite possibly would be about as far west as Excelsior.
Uh-huh. And
now they seem to be broken up again. It's a goofy formation. Now there are two funnels developing again. It's a very weird-looking thing.
Dick Chapman's here with us, listening on the line, and you give us any information as that moves toward you. Dick, he said it looked like two tornadoes and merged into one now.
It seems to be coming from one central base, or one central part of the cloud, and what appears to be two funnels, now it almost looks like a third one developing. They merge together, and then they split apart again.
Can you hear me,
At
sir?
Least from my angle.
Yeah, can you hear me, sir?
Just barely.
All right, I'll talk up as loud as I can.
Perhaps if I turn the radio up a little bit,
No. Don't listen on the radio.
Okay.
Listen on your phone there, sir. We want to keep you talking here. We want to keep you on the phone because at the moment, you're the only man we have who can actually see the possible development of the funnel. And I want to tell you that you and we are now on the air together.
I can hear it. The radio is on very faintly.
Yeah, all right. Now, let me say this, sir. We don't want you to endanger yourself in any way, but we want you to continue describing this thing for us so that we can keep our eye on it via radio, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I can understand.
Okay.
At this point, where I am located, we're in absolutely no danger whatsoever.
All right, very good. Now,
we're getting rain now and a great deal of lightning around here, but no hail or no strong winds at the moment.
Very good. Now, we've got a lot of people who have just joined us and other people who didn't catch exactly where you're speaking from. Will you describe that again, please?
Yes, I'm calling from an area approximately 3/4 of a mile east of Highway 101 and about a mile south of Highway 7. Right near Glen Lake.
All right, very good.
I'm looking at this thing now, excuse me a moment, but I would say that it is approximately due southwest of me at the moment.
All right.
Where it puts, frankly, I don't know what area.
We have another party on the line, too, Dick.
Yes, you hang on, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hello.
Hello, this is Pat McDonald.
Yes, and where are you?
I live on 101, just south of Chanhassen.
Uh-huh, and you said you sighted a second tornado?
Yes, we can hear it and we can see it.
What direction from you is that now?
It's north, it's just directly north of us now, a little northwest.
And you said the first one went right by you?
The first one went right off the edge of Lotus Lake, northwest of Lotus Lake from us. And we heard that one and saw it and took pictures of the houses and the roofs flying.
How long ago was that, sir?
This was approximately 45 minutes ago.
And this funnel you're watching now is a new one, is that right?
This is a new one. It's a new one. We heard it first, and now we can see it.
It's
moving toward Excelsior, I would say.
Toward Excelsior?
I would guess, yes.
Yeah.
It's moving directly toward Excelsior at maybe 5-10 miles an hour.
Is it doing much of what we call moving back and forth?
No, it isn't.
It seems to...
From our direction, it's been moving steadily toward in one direction.
Uh-huh. All right. How about our other man? Is he still with us?
Yes, still here.
I think that's probably the same funnel, isn't it, sir?
It sounds like exactly the same one, and from my angle, it's more or less going parallel by me, and I can't see any back or forth movement from here.
All right. You two fellas, bear me out now. I have a report from the Twin Cities radar operation that Flying Cloud Airport reports a tornado funnel 15 miles west of town moving northeast. Now, would that
be
the...
That would be it, I'm sure.
It's the same one.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure it is.
All right, I think we better just keep you two gentlemen on the line, and thank you immensely, because we'll try to keep this baby in sight. Who knows how many people we might be able to warn out of the way.
Right.
Now, again, let's, as best we can, pinpoint the actual location of the funnel. First, the gentleman in Chanhassen.
Yes.
Go ahead. Where do you think you'd place it right now?
I would place it on the fringe areas of Excelsior, just a bit west of Excelsior.
All right.
Coming directly in a little north of Excelsior.
I hope the people in Excelsior who may be listening now have taken cover, and that would mean in their basements, if at all possible. If they're caught out in the open, I dare say any dry low area or dry ditch then can be located. Stay away from power lines, and possibly stay away from the edges of buildings. Charlie?
We have this report. We know a tornado has swept through Chanhassen, Minnesota, and 25 miles west of Minneapolis and St. Paul, flattening several houses, causing considerable damage. The Carver County Sheriff's Office said it has no reports of any injuries in Chanhassen as yet. And this is confirming all the reports that we're getting now and that we have had.
All right, very
good. From the various agencies. The funnel of Chanhassen swept right through town, damaging the Frontier Lumber Company, large furniture and hardware stores, and a shopping center. Part of the roof of Jerry's Mileage Station was blown off. A portion of the roof of the Riviera Club, a private club, was also blown away. Two housing additions were hit, where several houses reportedly suffered severe damage, and electric power is out. A funnel hit at Glencoe, Minnesota, and then continued on near Lester Prairie.
Okay. Now, gentlemen, can you still see that funnel?
Yes.
All right. Who was that that said yes?
This is Glen Lake. From Chanhassen, it's just kind of disappearing out of sight towards the northeast.
Okay.
And from Glen Lake, I would say it's exactly due west.
Very good. We got to get this thing kind of bracketed. Due west of Glen Lake. I wish I had a map here. Charlie, maybe we've got another gentleman here with us who's checking a map. Let me put this in. There's now this report from Twin Cities radar showing a strong cell over northern Minneapolis suburbs moving northeastward. This is out of, this is not what we're talking about with you fellas, is that right?
No, this would be different.
No, the northern Minneapolis suburbs reports a strong cell showing on radar, and no hook is apparent. Now, when they speak of a hook, they mean the indication of a funnel. That doesn't mean that we couldn't have some high winds in north Minneapolis, so those people should stand advised. Can you still see the funnel?
From Chanhassen, no. It seems to be breaking up now.
Seems to be breaking up.
Okay.
Right. How about Glen Lake there?
That was me.
Yeah.
From here, it seems to be breaking up. It's looks more like a heavy rainstorm at the moment from here.
In other
here.
Words, yeah, I see. The funnel seems to have dissipated there.
We have other reports coming in.
Very good. Thank you both,
thank
gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
I can't
yes,
thank you
please.
Enough.
You're sure welcome.
Right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Try to get another one here. We'll try to get another report in if Charlie can get his fingers straightened out. It's tough to handle all the phones and the two microphones at the same time. That last funnel that we just spoke of, actually inside of those two gentlemen.
We've got a report right now, passed through Fridley. Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
This is Robert Park in Fridley. The funnel touched down at the Fridley Junior High School and tore the roof off the gymnasium and blew in the east side of the building, but no one was hurt. I just came from there, and none of the children assembled for the spring carnival were injured. All the children were laying down on the floor in the building, and no one was injured.
Very good. I say very good in that no one was injured.
Yes.
You say, was the funnel actually visible?
It was. I was in a car outside the gym. It blew all the windows out of one side of my car. It was approximately 60 feet over my head.
Were you hurt, sir?
No, I was laying on the floor of the car, and all the glass blew across me.
All right, very good. And none of the kids were hurt in school?
No one in the school was injured.
About how many were there?
I don't know. It must have been over 100.
Gee, that's good news that it went by, then.
So the carnival will be called off because the windows are out of the building and the power's off. There's no power here in this area of Fridley either.
All right. Thank you, sir. Obviously.
You're welcome.
Righto. Now let me indicate here with our latest report from the Twin Cities Weather Bureau why we're getting so many reports from all over. It's because there may be as many as 5 funnels in the Twin City area right now. 3 apparent tornado cells shown on Twin Cities radar about 20 to 30 miles due west of the Twin Cities airport. This is the latest report. And 2 cells apparent 15 to 20 miles north of the Twin Cities airport. That's a total of 5 cells showing on radar, not necessarily 5 funnels, but the possibility of 5 twisters. 3 of those are 20 to 30 miles due west of the Twin Cities airport. Due west of the Twin Cities airport. Now, we know one for sure was a funnel because of the two gentlemen we had on the phone from Glen Lake and Chanhassen. 2 other cells are apparent 15 to 20 miles north of the Twin Cities airport, and perhaps that's why we just got the call from Fridley, where the damage was reported.
Now I have a gentleman from Brooklyn Center. You saw the funnel, sir? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. You saw the funnel.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
We're here in Brooklyn Center. We're looking towards the east of us here.
Hello.
And we saw the 2 clouds form together.
You see Earth?
They came down.
Uh-huh.
First, they're going back and forth, and then they emerged together.
I see.
And hit.
All right. Could you see an actual funnel, sir, a twister, as they call
yes,
it?
Yes, we did.
And
yes, we did.
Could you see any apparent damage on the ground?
No, we couldn't because this is the one that actually hit, like the fellow before me here, it hit in Fridley.
I see, uh-huh.
This is the one we saw.
Now, was there heavy rains along with it?
No, we had heavy hail here. They're even larger than golf balls.
I see. And again, now your location is where?
In Brooklyn Center.
Whereabouts in Brooklyn Center?
In the northwest part.
Northwest part of Brooklyn Center. All right, sir. Thank you for calling.
You bet.
3 apparent tornado cells have shown in just the past few minutes on Twin Cities radar about 20 to 30 miles due west of the Twin Cities, and 2 other cells are apparent on radar about 50 to 20 miles north of the Twin Cities airport, which would give you 5 possible funnels bracketing the Minneapolis and suburban area. Charlie Boone is trying to get someone on the line who can actually see.
I have a gentleman on the north side. Did you see the tornado pass through? Where are you right now?
Northeast Minneapolis.
Northeast Minneapolis. Where in Northeast Minneapolis?
St. Anthony Village, north.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And did you see a tornado?
We saw the tails and the clouds come right over and head north.
They weren't touching...
2 minutes ago, 2 of them.
They weren't touching the ground?
No, they came down low, but they didn't touch.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for that report.
How long ago, sir, did those...
About 3 minutes ago.
3 minutes ago, and if they went which way from you? North?
North.
North, it'd be the one that went towards Fridley, is that right?
That's right.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
We had a call, Dick, from a gentleman who saw the one shaping up near Fridley along Marshall Street. He said he watched it from the hilltop.
Yes.
It hit the power lines, and he said as it hit the power lines, each pole it would hit would light up, some of them staying lit for about 30 to 40 seconds.
That's right. That's when the lines break.
Yeah.
Charlie?
We must remind you right now, this is your good neighbor to the northwest with studios in Minneapolis, St. Paul, 830 WCCO. We have a direct report now from another gentleman. Where are you, sir?
Just west of Glen Lake.
West of Glen Lake. You sight a tornado right now, you say?
Yes, it's south of us from Flying Cloud, or down by Flying Cloud, towards Flying Cloud Airport.
All right, yes, this one has been seen on radar. Can you describe it for us, sir?
Well, it's big at the top, and then it narrows down as far as I can see it, and then it goes out of sight.
Is it moving back and forth?
No, it's moving steadily westward as far as I can see.
Does it seem to be touching the ground?
No, well, not that I can see. It's over a bunch of hills.
How far would you say you are from the funnel now?
Oh, 5-10 miles, I think.
Okay.
That's about as far as it is to Flying Cloud. But they had a... In Excelsior area, they had over the fire monitor, they had a call for the firemen to come down and help for people that are trapped in houses.
Yes, in Excelsior.
Yes.
All right, we're checking on that with our own reporters now. We hesitate to speak of any damage until we have an actual confirmation on it. Mm-hmm. But I'm interested particularly in what you can see in the way of this funnel. Once we can talk to someone like yourself who can see it visually, we like to keep talking to you so you can tell us which way it's going.
Yeah, well, it's moving steadily westward as far as I can see. I'm sitting in my living room. I can see it out.
All right. And again, you are located exactly where?
1 3/10 west of Glen Lake.
1 3/10 west of Glen Lake.
Excelsior Boulevard.
And the funnel is which way from you?
South.
Directly south.
Yeah.
Moving towards?
West.
Moving west.
Yeah.
That would be, good heavens, towards, the Minnetonka area again.
Yes.
More or less.
I have another call from the north side. Hello there.
Yes.
Yes, where are you?
I'm in northeast Minneapolis now.
Uh-huh.
And I was it would be a little west of Northern Pumps on Highway 100, and I crawled underneath the railroad bridge there, and the two funnels had touched down there, and the power lines were blown, or you could just see the power lines being blown together in the flashes of lights, you know, as they were blowing these power lines out. There's some damage at the Twin 100 Drive-In Theater. There's some building blew up against that, and there are a few cars in the ditch along Highway 100. Lots of debris laying on Highway 100 at that point.
By Highway 100, you're talking about the northern stretch of Highway 100 through Fridley and so forth.
Yes, right near University Avenue.
You still on?
All right, that's almost dead north of Minneapolis. Actually, right where Minneapolis joins the suburbs there.
Joins the suburb of Fridley.
Yeah, you say you went under a railroad bridge for protection, sir?
Yes, I stayed right underneath that. There was about 7 or 8 cars all underneath that one bridge.
Oh, you drove underneath the bridge?
Yeah, we stayed right underneath that bridge there. It went right across the top of us.
Uh-huh, and nobody was hurt?
Nobody was hurt.
Yes. Well, very good. we're glad to see that these instructions for tornado cover help. By golly, and thank you for calling us.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good. Tornado warnings are remaining in effect right now in northern Hennepin County, Carver, Anoka, Chisago, Isanti, Pine, and Washington counties in Minnesota, and there's an extra county or two for Wisconsin now, Burnett, Polk, and St. Croix counties, also Carver County in Minnesota.